I finally figured out why I hate the phrase homeless problem. We don't have a homeless problem. We have a developer problem, thanks to politicians who have stopped noticing the gap between the housing being built and the housing communities actually need. The median income formula used to calculate statewide affordability has no honest relationship to the population's needs, unlike the minimum wage, which lags so far behind conventional wages that it provides a more realistic base point for determining affordability. Developers and politicians pretend that the handful of so-called affordable units in most new developments address the needs of the poor, despite the fact that they're usually too highly priced for low-income people. Despite this, politicians and developers' websites brag about these developments as affordable, and they receive affordable housing awards, usually from each other. The unrealistic housing equation set by developers and developer-funded politicians consistently leave out the low-income working people in a functional community. That group, the group that can't afford a seat in the speculative housing game, has tried looking invisible while living under a bush, doubling up on sofas, creating rooms out of attics, garages, and tool sheds in real density infill experiments out of sheer necessity. That group just got bigger. The next time developers try to convince you that without their high-priced housing, the sky and the tax base will fall, look at the politicians and planners who created the current fiasco so that we now have unaffordable, unsustainable communities from the coast to Yosemite, families being evicted, and taxpayers bailing out bankers. Politicians can change the culture of housing only the wealthy and overextended. The ratio governing the next housing proposal in your neighborhood shouldn't be the median income inflated by millionaires on the Hill. It should be governed by the minimum wage. With a perspective, this is Carol Denny.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.